The following programming is sponsored by Father James N. Drucker. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Tin Hut present Harms, because there is a retired U.S. Air Force captain in the room. Honorable service during Desert Storm. But I guess you should salute from a kneeling position, because although people say he's one hell of a disc jockey, he's also an ordained Catholic priest. Here he is, Philly's doo-wop priest, Father Jim Drucker.
Rock and Roll is a sole production of Father Jim Drucker's Drucker Music Publishing, Broadcast Music Incorporated.
My name is George Garcia, and I will be on today's show with Father Drucker, a wonderful man of the cloth, and he continues to inspire me and many others. My subject today is going to be about veterans who struggle with post-traumatic stress disorder. It's a disorder that takes 22 a day that commits suicide, and we find that service dogs help mitigate their lives. My purpose for the Order of AHEPA is to raise money at no cost to our veterans.
Is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that dog is for sale. I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome, and the doggy will have a good home. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that dog is for sale. I read in the papers there are robbers with flashlights that shine in the dark. If he has a doggy to protect him, he'll scare them away with one bar. I don't want.
Welcome to Philadelphia's new show of doo-wop music and the caring of our military veterans, especially in Philadelphia area. Our show will feature doo-wop music and celebrity recording artists live in studio and by phone. Heard here Saturdays at 4 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM. Simulcast, also heard on WPEN FM 97 on 5HD2.
I do hope that dog is.
Hi, this is radio's best friend, Art Volo. And how about this for something unique on Philadelphia radio? A crazy priest. He's known as the doo-wop priest. That's right, Father Jim Drucker. He does a show every Saturday right here on 860 AM WWDB. You don't want to miss it. It's the most unique hour in Philadelphia radio. Tune in.
Thank you.
We're back on the radio. Father Jimmy Drucker from K&A, running from the streets and the gangs of Keswick and Allegheny. It's great to be here today on WWDB AM 860. Our number is 888-329-3306. And our guest today is a very courageous gentleman. He's probably one of the most gentle men I've ever met in my life. And it was through the auspices of our good Dr. Andrew Savicki that we met. He was on our show a few weeks ago. And today we're going to talk about service dogs, how he raised much money. And by the way, he was with the Vietnam Veteran Infantry 1st Cav, 1st Cavalry Air Mobile Specialist for George Kardashian. Now, by the way, this song, George told me, was played while he was in Vietnam. And it, boy, doesn't it suck you in, Billy?
Yeah, it does.
It kind of, that sax is incredible.
Yeah.
It's a song by Monk Higgins, and it's called Seatrix Did It. It was recorded in 1966. How did the song relate to your life, Georgie, and being in the bush and being in Vietnam in an air mobile unit? They would drop you in hot zones, war zones, combat zones.
Well, this was the only record that we had to hear when we went back after fighting in the jungle. And so after a while, it just sort of stuck with me, and it just sort of like took my thoughts of back home. It just drifted away with it. And in a way, even in praying, I felt how my prayers were just going in the right direction. So I really got stuck with it. And believe it or not, years later, I never forgot it. And I'm glad you were playing it tonight, and I hope you were sharing it with everyone out there.
Now, listen, you told me when you got to Vietnam, everybody was dirty, scungy, hadn't shaved. You were shaving. You had brand-new military clothes on. Share that feeling, that pathos, when you arrived in Vietnam. Well, and where was it you arrived in Vietnam, and what date?
Well, they didn't give the address to the jungle.
Oh, it's okay. Correct the priest on the air. Go ahead.
So,
go ahead, Billy. Jump in.
You should have got an address at Broad Street or something like that.
Well, you know what was really interesting? That, you know, when you're the new guy, you arrive in everything brand new, clean, and all of a sudden there you're landing in a jungle and you're looking at the men unshaven, filthy, dirty, and we're given the order that the company commander will be speaking to us. And you see this West Pointer with a hopperless deputy company. He says, "My name is Captain Gatanis. I'm the captain of Delta Company." And so he says, my job is to try to keep you alive. So I says, after he finished talking, he said, "Are you Greek? Because A-S at the end." He says, "Yeah."
Now, you're Greek Orthodox.
And not only that, not only is he Greek, we wound up that we both went to the same Greek parochial school in the Bronx, and his brother Harry was in my class.
What a story.
You can't make this stuff up.
This is your company commander, your CC. Wow.
In the midst of the jungle and an address unknown.
And we'll talk more about that. But in the meantime, you ended up being unshaven, scrungy.
That's right. That's right.
George, you know, you and I both talk together on our on the third Monday of the month on a Zoom call where we discuss post-traumatic stress disorder. It's a critical issue. As you know, we're trying to deal with it day by day with all the people that can possibly help. And we know the importance of letting people know it's okay to ask someone, "Are you thinking about killing yourself? Because I love you. Tell me about it." How do you prevent veterans from having PTSD, George, the way you do it?
You know, when I came home from Vietnam, it was a tremendous challenge to go from a warrior who was physically fit to almost becoming broken and disabled. I was an infantry soldier in Vietnam, and when I came home, and many of our brave warriors not being able to properly deal with civilian life, what you find out that nothing really prepared you for war, and even worse, nothing prepared you to become a civilian. Psychological counseling was almost non-existent. The VA just pumped you up with medication, with depression and anxiety. You know, the horrible thing about this is that you have the 22 a day that commit suicide. And
yes,
the thing is that when these guys come home, they would rather commit suicide than live with the effects of that invisible scar of war that they brought back with them. And so what happens, what I found is how a service dog, and it's not a pet, but it should be considered as a medical instrument on four legs.
And by the way, folks, if anyone would like to call in, our number is 888-329-3306. Doc Savicki here. I'd like to share with you some of the speech that I gave during Memorial Day, if I may. Let me begin by saying this. Freedom isn't free. There is a price. The men and women who died to preserve our freedom gave the ultimate sacrifice. The question is, why would anyone die for their country? They went to war because of patriotism. They learned at an early age how love of country is love of our God-given values and the belief we are preserving a country for those we love. I learned patriotism from my family, and I also learned it from our teachers. My parents instilled in me the love of country and to be grateful for all the opportunity to grow regardless of our background. He told me, any way on you, love this country. It is a country under God, and this country good, and this country need you. I can say on behalf of many veterans that we were willing to go to war because of patriotism, which our parents and teachers taught us. In fact, patriotism, George, I think you can appreciate this, is a valuable component of survival and resilience during and after war. While in combat in a medical unit, I found five qualities were present for warriors. Tell me if you agree. These individuals had the following traits. They were patriotic, the love of country, and the will to defend it. Two, they had a purpose in life and were destined to live for that purpose. Third, they had a faith in God, which gave them hope. They had a spirit de corps, or teamwork with our fellow soldiers. We could count on each other. We had our six, like we said. Number five, we were well trained. We knew that we were going to do anything and we would win. However, patriotism was the most important because we knew that if we lost our country, then all would be lost. We went to war for you, for all of you, for each of you, all the veterans. Yes, death was possible, but no greater love as one that would give their life for those they love. That is why, as veterans, we love our flag and respect it always. Let me share with you the flag. A tight hug of the flag for the first time they saw their proud parents smile at them. That same flag, a tight hug when they learned to ride a bike, even after they fell a few times and got up. A tight hug when they scored a run when they usually sat on the bench. A tight hug when they had their first kiss and learned that love was wonderful. A tight hug of the flag when they drove a car and they had to pay for gas. A tight hug when they proudly displayed their diploma and knew the future would be great and nothing could stop them. A tight hug when they got their first paycheck and learned about tax deductions. A tight hug when they planned their marriage. A tight hug as a patriot they volunteered to defend their country in their crisp uniform and perfect alignment. And then a final tight hug of the red, white, and blue flag holding their casket tightly for all eternity. Yes, that's Memorial Day, George, and that is why the flag and patriotism is so important to us. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And I think of the five that you said, it was the last one, but it was the only one that kept you going, God.
Thank you.
Inside I'm blue, so
Georgie, it's great to have you on the air with us here in Philadelphia. The number to call is 888-329-3306. We have someone on the phone that you know, and I'd like to have you introduce them. Would you please come on? Patty, I believe, is your name.
Yes.
Patty, say hello to Georgie. And Georgie, I think you know Patty personally, and it's about service dogs.
Patty. Hi, George.
God bless you.
We're a team, George.
I know.
So, Patty, share your story. Apparently, you're raising money for service dogs to help Georgie and a heifer.
Yes. I lost my son, Michael, Marine, 13 years ago, and he was in Iraq. And it ripped me apart like it would rip any mother apart. And I wanted to keep his memory alive, and I know that dogs are very therapeutic. So I started Angel Warriors and raising money for service dogs for men and women that have served and have PTSD. And then I met George, and we joined and have raised over $1 million.
Now, Patty, what is your son's name?
Michael.
Listen, it's very wonderful. Our condolences and prayers and love for you, for sure.
Thank you.
Would you please add to your...
What I'd like to share with you, Mom, is the fact that you are a true warrior. Because many people go hide in the cave. You are bold in coming out and letting people know this will never happen again. I want to thank you. God bless you for your bravery. And may all people understand we have to stop suicide, and we do it with mothers, fathers, and fellow warriors doing something about it.
Absolutely.
Patty, how did you first meet Georgie?
I own a restaurant in Hazlitt, and George came into the restaurant. And we started talking somehow about what he does. And I say, I want to do that too. And we started to do it. And it just, I do a benefit every year in my restaurant. And I'm always sold out. And it's huge. And I get checks throughout the year. And, you know, I work with George. And, you know, George is a great guy and a great American. And my son would be proud to know that I'm doing this for all his buddy veterans.
But Patty, I like right now, seriously, on the air, on a 10,000 watt AM, 30,000 watt FM station, PEN FM HD2, to take 10 seconds of total silence in memory and honor of your son, Michael, and my brother, Joseph, who gave his life, Second World War, is buried in England at Cambridge Cemetery. So please, silence for 10 seconds, a prayer of our own choice.
George, I liked your description of service dogs as a medical instrument on four legs. Can you tell us about a HEPA?
Well, is Patty still on?
Yes, we'll
keep Patty on as well.
I just want to just say,
how are you involved with the HEPA, Patty, as well?
Well, she sort of got stuck with me that I connected to a HEPA, you know, the hip bone connected to the leg bone, you know. but I just wanted to say that, it's to find that what we're doing, what's happening with our veterans and the suicide and all that, and to meet Patty and to hear about her story was like cold water in the face. And it was something that I believed in. And she says, you know, and also another Marine mom, Debbie, and they say, hey, let's do it. And what's the most important thing here is, though this horrible thing didn't work out for their sons, but look what they're doing. They're raising mothers.
It's a wonderful, unbelievable. It's wonderful.
But they're raising money to be able to help some other mother's, child. And God bless you, Patty. You inspire me.
Thanks, George. You too. I got my dog, actually. I was never a dog lover. And I cried every day after my son passed. And I went out and I said, Michael, you have to help me stop crying. And I got the urge for a dog. And my husband, and I said to my daughter, you want to get a dog? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And my husband said, no, we can't get a dog. We work too much. And long story short, my neighbor's father died. And at the bottom of his obituary was a link for Castle of Dreams. And my husband hit it. And up came this puppy. And we got this puppy. And it was the first time there was any laughter in my house in 3 months. And that puppy was born the day my son died. And I realized if that dog can help me, it can help our servicemen. And I'm hoping that Daryl will call in. Daryl got
on the phone right now waiting.
Perfect.
Matter of fact, let's bring him on right now.
Bring on
Daryl.
Yep. Hold on, Patty. And keeps me going.
Okay, Daryl, you with us? Hello,
yes,
Daryl.
I am here.
Good. Welcome to WWDB AM Radio 860 on Rock and Roll Reveille, along with George and Doc and Billy Carlucci, Janine and myself,
and Patty.
And Patty's on the air as well. Please share your thoughts about the service dogs, Daryl.
The service dogs save life. To be a serviceman, what the service dog, what you're publicly saying to everybody is that I have PTS. I have a disease or a disorder that is silent, but I'm willing to get the help that I need and make it public. I'm willing to be questioned about it, because when you are questioned about my service dog, Mikey, who was named in honor of Michael, you have no other choice but to answer and answer honestly and tell them exactly what you were going through and tell them exactly how that service dog not only saved your life, but that service, Mikey, has saved my life. It saved my marriage. It saved my family. It saved my children's father. It is the most powerful thing that has ever happened in my life. It made me find God again. It brought me back from the edge to where now I'm having an amazing life. And Mikey is the cause of that. And Patty and Debbie, the gift that they give to service men and women is, I know they've raised over $1 million, but the gift they give is invaluable. You can't put a price on exactly what they do for everybody.
Michael
has kept in touch with me all these years and has kept me going. Without him, I don't know if it's so much work. I don't know if I could do it. Daryl drives 4 hours with his wife to come to this benefit and to speak at this benefit. And Daryl, you're amazing, and I'm so glad you have Mikey.
Listen, God bless you, Michael. Come into the studio. Join us anytime. It's an open door for you, anytime at all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And where do you live, Michael, now? What area?
I live up in upstate New York.
Well, God bless you, and God bless the service dogs. And, of course, it's part of the HEPA. Explain what a HEPA is.
If I may, I want to say a real quick story about Patty, and we'll move on to a HEPA because it's more important. As a mother, she longed and thinking of her son, and she wanted somehow to get close to her son. And what did she do? She gets into a plane that takes off and jumps out of a plane to be near her son 1,000 feet. And she, I think that she, the last thing she said was Geronimo.
Bless you, Patty.
Feet, I jumped on Bless Memorial you. Day up into the clouds.
Bless
so I could
you.
Be as close to my son as I could. Never again, but it was great.
Don't mess with a Marine mom.
That's right.
Did you find Broad Street?
Well, listen, right. Daryl, God bless you, and you too, Patty. It was wonderful to have you
Thank
on the
you,
show,
Father.
And I love you both, and you're in our prayers, and let us pray constantly for our veterans who have given their lives. And Memorial Day expressed that very wonderful armistice day. God bless us, and I love you both.
God bless our wonderful country. Thank you, Father.
Enjoyed having you. And Georgie, explain what a HEPA is, A-H-E-P-A.
A HEPA was founded in 1922. And as the immigrants were coming into the country in the roaring 20s, there was prosperity here in America, and the immigrants were traveling all over the United States to find their new home. And down in the South, you didn't have to be black to get beat up if you spoke differently or you came from a different country. The Ku Klux Klan sort of included you in the beatings. So there was these eight brilliant Greek men who said, hey, look, if, to the Greek community, if America is going to be your home, you need to be part of the American fabric. And they urged them to become American citizens, get involved with civic matters, philanthropy, and, well, they did. And they came to the national forefront in 1945, where they raised more money than any other organization in war bonds. And President Harry Truman says, who the hell are these guys? I want to meet them. Well, he did. And not only did he meet them, he became a member of the Order of HEPA in the White House, as I plan to get you, Father, also.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Music on WWDB Rock and Roll Reveille. Do you remember this one, Georgie, in Vietnam in the Bush? Eric Burden and the Animals?
Yeah.
We got to get out of this place.
Okay. In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me it ain't no use in trying. My little girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you're gonna die before your time. Young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. Yes, you will. See my daddy in bed.
You're listening to Rock and Roll Reveille. Father Jimmy Drucker, Philadelphia's doo-wop priest. Our number is 888-329-3306. And what a blessing to have George Katatzia with us, a good Greek Orthodox man of faith. And I'm a Greek Catholic priest. We have the same iconostasis with the icons. It's just wonderful, beautiful. And beautiful. And I want to remind our audience that every guest, sometimes they say, what do you want, boom, you're bugging me. I ask every guest to give me a list of songs that I can choose from to put in to where we can let the show flow. That rhymed. Flow, we should write a song, Billy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Let it flow.
So every song you're hearing today are songs picked by Georgie. Now, Georgie, share with us what music meant to you when you were in Vietnam. And the other men. For example, that Monk Higgins song. It's very absorbing. It just sucks you in, that saxophone.
Well, you know, because
music is healing, right?
Well, it is, but you know what happens is, depending on where you were in Vietnam, you got to listen to music every night. But where we were, you know, that address unknown in the jungle, you didn't have that opportunity. And so it was the music that I remember going in 1966, you know, that era. But that song, with Seatrix did it, was something that I guess it was God sent, because it just sort of brought me into another area. It's sort of like you forget you're in Vietnam. It takes you away. You just close your eyes, just let the music take you.
Well, I had a friend of mine, Gary Brill, with two R's, G-A-R-R-Y. He was a Vietnam veteran. He was in, what years were you in, by the way, in
1966, 67.
Okay. And you were in, what, 2 years, I believe?
1 year.
1 year. Wow, God bless you. But anyway, Gary was a radio announcer in Saigon, so most likely you were probably hearing him.
Didn't have a radio.
Music was being played. Anyway.
Didn't have a radio.
Listen, I was hoping that Dennis Stefano would call him, but we're going to play this song. It's a knockout song. And it's a song that was a big hit during Vietnam. Share about Kind of a Dry. You picked that song. Why?
Well, I think the words, let the words go. I think it speaks for itself, you know.
Kind of a dry when your baby don't love you. Kind of a dry when you know she's been untrue.
You know, George, we're both combat veterans, and one of the most painful things we experienced, and this song kind of kicked me in the ass, when we got a Dear John letter. That was so painful. Tell me about that in Vietnam.
Yeah, you know, that's what when the good father told me to explain it, you know, it's a little difficult because, getting letters back home, you didn't get them that often because you were out an infantry soldier, and so when you got back to base camp, there was some mail waiting for you. And you were hungry just to hear some good word back home. And unfortunately, there was just the poison letter that somebody got. I mean,
poison.
It was horrible. that you were here in the worst place in life, seeing death, destruction, and all of a sudden you get that Dear John letter that your girlfriend says, hey, I found somebody else. Goodbye, good luck.
Yeah. Janine, what do you think of that?
George, Father Jim has shared with us your strong love for God, for Jesus Christ, for your Christian Eastern Orthodox faith, and your Metropolitan Hierarchy of America, Archbishop L.P. DeForest. He blesses and supports your mission to help seriously affected veterans with PTSD. There's a letter that he has written. It says, it is with sentiments of joy that I address these words of heartfelt commendation to you and all members of the AHEPA Service Dogs for Warrior Programs for the gracious support you provide to the noble servicemen of our great nation. These national heroes and stalwart defenders of country, faith, and freedom have sacrificed so much on behalf so that we may enjoy the liberties and privileges, safety, and independence that we hold so dear in our lives today. As you honor our veterans' military service and duty in our homeland through this wonderful program of providing them with specially trained service dogs in order to aid them in their recovery and return home, you'll simultaneously respect the sanctity of creation by saving the life of a canine, which otherwise would have been left abandoned at a pound. And for this genuine display of Christian love and compassion for your fellow man and created world, I offer you my wholehearted praise. May the Almighty bless and protect you always, granting you health, strength, and inspiration to continue this venerable humanitarian program with unceasing determination, dedication, and zeal. What a lovely letter.
You know, when I met the Archbishop, and he wanted to know everything about this program, he had a big interest in it, and I had a veteran with me with a service dog, and we went through the whole thing. And then he says, I have a surprise for you. And he gets on the phone. A few minutes later, a priest comes in with a dog. And he says, this is the love of my life. He says, when I became an archbishop, they only gave him 3 days to get to America. And he had to leave behind the love of his life. And then he had to travel throughout the United States. Yes. And then he was reunited with his dog, Hermes. And he says, you see, I understand the companionship of a dog.
Yes, yes. That's absolutely wonderful.
Georgie, I'm not into music of the 80s at all, but you picked a song, Journey, and Don't Stop Leaving. When I researched it, I found that it was the officially declared the biggest song of all time by Forbes. 4 minutes and 10 seconds. Explain why this song is so important to you as a veteran, helping Vietnam veterans with PTSD and helping them with service dogs.
This was a song that I didn't know in Vietnam. It didn't exist, but later on when it did came out and the world that I was living in with trying to raise money for service dogs and PTSD and all that, and to hear the words, don't give up, don't give up. And that's the strongest message you could tell our veterans, don't give up. You know, there's hope and just believe in God and these service dogs are God.
Georgie is a great song, and Journey is the name of the group. It's Don't Stop Believin'. We have on the phone another caller that works with Patty with the Service Dogs. Margo, welcome to Rock and Roll Reveille, Father Jim Show with Doc Savicki, Janine, our executive producer, Billy Carlucci. Say hello, Billy.
Hey, how you doing? I'm here.
Hey, Billy.
I'm here today.
Woo-hoo. Anyway, Margo, hello. Welcome.
Thank you. It's Margaret, please.
Oh, my mother's name. How could I mess up that? Okay. Thanks. Good, Margaret. God bless you.
Thank you. Yes, I work with Patty, and every year we do this benefit, and we raise money for service dogs to be put through training, and it is just absolutely wonderful that we could do this for our veterans and have them paired with the dog.
How long does it take to train a dog?
About a little more than a year. It takes my dog that I put in for training in 2022 just graduated. And graduated in October last of 2023. But just about a year, a little more than a year it takes for training.
Now, Georgia, you shared with me that the dogs were very expensive, and you went with another company up in Long Island, I believe?
We used to deal with a company in Florida that would charge us $15,000.
Per dog?
Yes. And so I held back $90,000 in hope to find someone else. And I heard about the group out there in Long Island, Smithtown, called America's Vet Dogs. And these were the people that trained President Papa Bush's dog at the end of his life. They got him a service dog.
Wow.
And they've been around since 1947. They've certainly been around, and they since they did the president's dog, I says, hey, I got to reach out to them. And when the CEO, Mr. Miller, had a conversation with me, and he heard how much money we had raised to date at that point, it was like...
And the amount was $1.3 million?
At that point, it was $700,000 that point. And he did his research on what is in a HEPA and a HEPA service dog for war. And he called me the following day to say, hey, what an incredible group that you have, the work that you do. He says, tell me what's important to you. And I said, we want to be able to name the dog. We want to be able to get update photos of the dog and to be invited to the graduation so we could meet the veteran and the dog together and wish them a lifetime of happiness together.
Now, how many veterans have received help from a HEPA and service dogs that you're national chairman for?
We are now over 125.
Wonderful. Fantastic. Now, let the audience know how they can contact you and help you in your mission. Where would they go? Would they go on to YouTube, go on to Google something?
They can go on to HEPA, A-H-E-P-A, servicedogforwarriors.com.
So is that how servicemen would get a hold of a dog, is through a HEPA?
No. A veteran would be diagnosed with PTSD from the VA.
Right.
Okay.
And then they would have to apply through the people that train the dogs. We don't pick anyone.
Okay.
And we don't know, and we don't care who the veteran is, male or female, color. Yes. And it's just our veterans. And if somebody had told me, hey, we're from Michigan and we want to get a veteran from Michigan only, I'd say, hey, look, we're in this all together, you know, and we can't cherry pick.
And George, you're including combat veterans from Afghanistan and Iraq as well.
We don't discriminate. PTSD is PTSD, and that's who we want to help.
Excellent.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son. Be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, so
sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, 'cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American. Beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take the stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, I'm an American soldier.
What a wonderful advocate for veterans. He just passed away in February. Toby Keith does all those commercials for Wounded Warriors, mm-hmm. Honor Warriors veterans. May God bless you. I'm sure you're in the kingdom of heaven. We love you, Toby, and thank you for this beautiful song about American soldiers. Next week, my show, we're going to go real quick because time is getting awful tight as usual. I'd like to bring on the air right now, if you could feed that just a little bit more, Matt. And thank you, Matthew Minarica, Sergeant First Class, by the way, Matt. I'd like to bring on the air with me right now Carla Anderson, who is the daughter of the famed and legendary morning mayor of New York City, of WABC. I've been doing a bunch of documentaries, interviewing a lot of guest stars, celebrities for Carla and Suzanne, her producer. So I'd like to introduce both of them, and they're going to give a little teaser what the show is going to be like next week. Carla, welcome to Philadelphia Radio on WWDB AM.
Good afternoon, Father, and hello, everybody. We've been listening to your show, and I have a very soft spot for all veterans out there, and
thank you.
It just brings me to tears that you are not treated with the respect you deserve, and I'm just going to cry.
She's such a wonderful girl. She started a mission to possibly have a TV or a movie on the life of her father. Was a gentleman like Georgie, a very gentleman and a powerful singer. And a great disc jockey. He was on the number one station in the world, WABC, bing, on the Herb Oscar Anderson show. And he used to sing Hello Again and What Would I Be? So he's going to be featured next week along with Carla. Suzanne, you can say hello in a second. And her brother, who was Herb's son, John Anderson, who was an actor on Dynasty. You ladies were like
John
that.
John James.
That's right. We have to put in the middle of James there because there's another actor named John Anderson. But anyway, Suzanne, jump on and tell everybody what we're going to do next week.
Hi, yes, Father. Thanks so much for having us. And again, thank you to all the veterans. It's such a touching show today.
Thank you.
Next week, I think, will be fun. I think that it will put a little more emphasis on who Herb Oscar Anderson was, Carla's dad, and some stories, and a little bit more about the movie that Carla and I are working on. And I'm just helping out. We actually have a podcast called The Return of the Morning Mayor. If anybody would like to check that, you can go to Spotify and listen a little bit more. As Father mentioned, he's been instrumental in bringing some wonderful people to us for the podcast that have memories of Herb Oscar. So
we're really
excited about next week.
And earlier, I talked to Jim Davis, Big Jim from CKLW, WOR, FM, in Chicago, WLS-FM. He was general manager of that station. Great man. And a very dear friend of mine. He's going to be calling in next week as well. So I look forward to our show next week. And I love you both. And give our love to John James and to Mommy, please. And remember, audience, call in at 888-329-3306. Especially you skooks up there in Schuylkill Haven. Give us a call at 888.
Whoa, what does that mean?
329-3306.
Skooks. I'm getting skooky.
Toby Keith expresses his love for our veterans. Spec 4, George Carazia. Please share your deepest love for our fellow brothers and sister veterans and how this song means so much to you as a disabled American veteran like you and I.
I love the spirit in the way the song was. You know, it was proud the way he sang it. And, you know, there's not too many who would sing it in that tone that, you know, vitality of, God damn it, I'm proud to be an American.
That's what made him Toby Keith.
Yes, yes.
You know, and the thing is, look, I joined the Disabled American Veterans.
What chapter do you belong to?
Chapter 74 in Freehold, New Jersey.
And Doc and I belong to Chapter 80 in Glassboro.
And the thing was when, you know, I was going through some troubled times and not having too many people understand you, I sort of found comfort in these old dudes that sort of like I felt like, well, they're my age now. But I just felt the comfort, you know, as though they understood. And I became a member, and I enjoyed the cause, helping your fellow veteran in need of whatever their situation was.
And George, you're going to be speaking at the convention in a couple of weeks, right? At in Wildwood with Disabled American Veterans on suicide prevention.
Yes, I'll be giving a presentation. It's a pretty powerful presentation, and it's one that in 15 minutes defines a problem, and the show also speaks about a solution.
Now, we rarely talk about Billy Carlucci. Legendary Billy Carlucci is my co-host, and he's going to be playing next week where?
At the VFW in Glassboro. Next week, VFW in Glassboro.
And tell some of the acts are going to be with you.
Anthony doing Dean Martin, Johnny Bones, they're coughing a lot.
You don't have what's called a cough button.
That was Doris like we used
to, or if you're from Philly, a cough button.
Well, you got to. Everybody's going to be there this week.
Wonderful. So next Saturday, what time's it start?
It starts at 6:30, 6 o'clock.
At the VFW in Glassboro. And that's where we have our VFW meetings, our DAV meetings, our American Express. American Legion.
No, we pay with American Express.
No, I own bills to American Express. That's why I popped in my brain.
And everything goes to the
now,
veterans.
Now, listen, we're going
to
close it a weird way. This is the bequest of George Carazia. Let's chime up the music, Matthew, please. Join me after I get started, please. I'm going to need help. And by the way, I want to thank Matthew Minerick. He's the greatest engineer I've ever known. He's a blessing to me, and he's a brother veteran, a sergeant first class. Spent over 20 years, and I give an attaboy to you and welcome home to you, Matthew. Anyway, here we go. Here we go. You ready? No, we're still in the air of sentimental verse, nothing in my purse, and chuckles when the preacher said, for better or for worse, how lovely it was. Thanks for the memories of Schubert's Serenade, Little Things of Jade.
And traffic jams and anagrams and bills we never paid.
How lovely it was.
We who could laugh over big things.
We parted by only a slight thing. I wonder if we did that the right thing. Oh, well. Thanks, life, I guess. That's life. I love dress, do you? It's pretty.
Thanks for the memory. Janine?
Of faults that you forgave, of rainbows on a wave, the stockies in the basin when a fellow needs a shave. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the memories. Georgie? Of tinkling temple bells.
Alma mater yells and Cuban rum. Mm. And towels from the very best hotels. Oh, how lovely it was.
Thanks for the memories. Doc?
Of cushions on the floor. Hash with Dinny Moore. That pair of gay pajamas that you bought and never wore.
Ooh la la.
Say, by the way, whatever became of those pajamas?
We thanks for the memories. Janine?
We said goodbye with a highball. That's when I got high as a steeple. But we were intelligent people. No tears, no fuss. Hooray for us.
Thanks for the memories. Take it, Billy.
I didn't drink my drink yet.
Strictly entre nous. Mm.
Darling, how are you? And how are you all? Those little dreams
that never did come true.
Thanks for the memories. Together, all of us, awfully glad I met you. Cheerio and toodaloo. Thank you so much for the memories. Herb Oscar Anderson next week. Georgie, I love you, Doc. Everybody say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks for the memory of sentimental verse. Nothing in my purse, and chuckles when the preacher said, for better or for worse,
how lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of Schubert's serenade, little things of jade, and traffic jams and anagrams and bills we never paid.
How lovely it was.